And welcome back to another edition of the Good Morning Kuching Show. I'm Alex, the Holandia here.
D for Dennis.
Okay, we've got a we've got a good show lined up for you this morning. Anyway, thanks for tuning in again. We really appreciate your support and, you know, your time to actually, you know, listen to us mumbles, these two guys talking nonsense.
Yeah, you got it. So for the previous rating, actually the rating will high this week, and thank you for support from the audience. And salute you.
And also, we've been getting a lot of spam mail, so that's not nice, guys. Okay, all right, and okay, we are a big experience, so you tell us how many ribu dollars to win. Forget it, we won't reply you, won't even give you a call for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, okay, so look, coming to the news for this week. Okay, we have a very happening parade on tomorrow night, which is at the end of December, tomorrow night. It's about like, I think they start on at something, 7 something. It will be around the town of Kuching. There's a Christmas parade there. So guys, if you're free or you bring your girlfriend that after dating, bring your parents or what, whole kampong, go and see lah.
So it's tomorrow night, right?
Ah yes, it will happen on tomorrow night.
Okay, where's the route going to be?
The route start from the Jubilee Ground.
Okay.
On the Sangxiao there. Uh-huh. And then go into the Pandongan, and then to the, what's it called, Hilton Hotel, and then they make a bit round and back to the same starting point again.
Oh, okay.
So guys, you can bring your girlfriend, your parents, your family, your whole kampong. Just go and join the parade.
Yeah, just have a look and see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this morning we won't be playing any songs because we have quite a number of season's greetings, so we'll be using that to, you know, replace the song part. So yeah, we're gonna read out most of the season greetings. But before that, okay, I understand it's Dennis' friend who's having her birthday, actually is today. Is that correct?
Yes. Today. Yeah.
Her name's Hui Qing, huh?
Ah yes, Hui Qing.
Okay, let me give her a call and, you know, and alright. So
yeah,
then probably you might need to mute this one already, yeah?
Yes, of course.
I'll let you come in later, yeah?
Okay, alright.
Giving her a call now. You go.
Hello?
Hello? 请问这个是不是 Hui Qing 啊? Hello?
哦,我是。是
哈?
Hello?
Okay. 早安。
早安。
哎, 我是 Aden 的朋友 啊。
啊啊, okay.
Okay, 他是叫我打给你 啊。
嗯,
要跟你讲生日快乐, Happy Birthday.
你是谁的朋友啊?
Aden啊, Aden啊, 你知道 Aden啊?
Aden, okay. 为什么要自己打来?
因为我的名字叫 Holandia 啊。
Okay.
Okay, 我们是做这个是 Good Morning Kuching Show. Okay?
啊, okay.
Alright, and then 他是叫我唱一首歌给你听。
好的。
OK, 你等我唱完歌, 哈? OK, 等一下, 我唱,
好,
我的华语有一点不 steady, so forgive me.
It's okay, it's okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to... 哎呀, 了, look at me, 了, 哈?
Hui Qing.
Oh yes. Happy birthday to Hui Qing. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay, 你等一下, 我叫 Aden 进来一下。 Yo, Aden.
Yo, Hui Qing.
Hi, Aden.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
好啦，我们就没有上班呢，现在啊，上着班在偷蛇着，在偷蛇着，哦，醒了，yeah，because 我们做这个 Good Morning Kuching Show， so we decide to give you a birthday surprise.
Yes, Happy Birthday, Hui Qing.
点击你其实也做 Good Morning Kuching Show 的。
刚刚而已。
刚刚不久开始。
Hello， 你今天做工啊？
啊？
你做工啊？今天？
我去，今天做工啊，现在去载着我老板啊。
哦，所以你要坐车哈？
没有，我用这台车没问题。
Okay, very good.
Very good.
So, yeah, citizen of Kuching, you see, you have to use hands-free when you drive, alright?
Yes.
Of course. Of course.
Okay, 要讲什么东西吗？给 you know, Kuching 人听还是什么？
Kuching 人听啊，我不知道讲什么了。So, all those happy birthday today, lah. Happy birthday also,
ah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Alright. Okay.
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 Okay. Thank you, Kuching, for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
drive safe. YouTube， 你没有做工吗？
我在偷蛇这吗？
哦，是哈，你慢慢抓你的蛇，不要给它咬就好了哈。
OK，All right，See you later。
OK， 好，拜拜。
OK，Bye。
OK，Yeah，So
basically，See
that went well, right?
Sorry,
that went well.
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, you see, these are the things that we can do for you, alright, if you want us to give your friends a call, and yeah, you know, we can do things like this for you, for free, even though, yeah, you know, I have to pay for it, but anyway, who cares, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Give us a message.
Yes, at, yeah. What's the email? Kevin, Dennis, you know what's the email?
Hey, what's the email, huh? Holandkia@gmail.com.
Hey, that's my personal one, you shouldn't give that out.
Is it
HollandTV@gmail.com?
Oh, I'm sorry. So people just spam to HollandTV lah. Don't spam to that another one lah. Okay. Back to the season greeting.
Okay. All right. We've got let me see now. All right. Okay. Probably you start first. The one from Johor. Is that Johor?
All right. Okay. We have some greeting from Johor, Helen, to.Angie in this PJ, not Putrajaya lah, but Petaling Jaya, she said that Merry Christmas, guy. Make sure mom and dad wait me to put the star on the tree, and I will be home by this weekend.
All right, it's the Christmas time, and everybody should be with their families. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then all right, we have Alan the Terminator from Miri. All right, Miri boys. Okay, I would like.To what's this? Oh yeah, post a shout out to all my friends at St. Joe Miri, especially those who have Form 5 that's finished their SPM. Rock hard and let's party hard. Okay.
Oh yeah. So let the holidays begin for the people who finish their SPM.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one is this is a personal greeting to my best friend. Okay, he's getting married. Congratulations. All right.Congratulations to you, bro. I'll be seeing you on your wedding day. Okay. Probably you still haven't announced the date yet, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'll be there lah. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. Alright.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Is there any others?
Probably we just put it at the end later.
Okay.
Okay. So sure. Yeah. So speaking on So to this morning, alright, our show will be about it's tough to be a guy, is it, Dennis?
Yeah. Of course. Don't you feel that sometimes like it's not easy to be a guy?
Yeah.
And for a guy, we guys like quite macam lah.
Yeah, very hard to understand sometimes.
Yeah. So do you have any hard time? See you as a guy.
I guess. Yes. Yeah, you know, sometimes you know. No.Yeah, I don't think it's wise for me to put it here.
Yeah, I understand that.
So is that bad?
Yeah, so typically, be a Chinese guy, we usually have these like responsibilities in everywhere lah, for our work, for our family, for our friends, for girlfriends, something like that lah. But talk about picking a girl that...Some of the guys emailed in and mentioned last week, right?
Yep.
Actually, picking up the girls is actually have to depends on your salary range. So a guy have to earn hard or what?
Really?
So yeah, really. Money hard to earn. And someone have to picking up girls. So Dennis is here to give you a complete advice. on your salary range before you picking out a girl.
Alright.
Okay. For guys, like, actually we spoke about this. With my friends last week, we were actually asking for, like, we wonder how much the fresh graduate were going to pay by them boss.
Okay.
So actually, the outcome is like, we're very surprised that the salary is like kind of low.
What are the salary range now?
I'm not sure. 1,000 plus depends. It's
okay. Like,
this 1,000 plus.
In this, Kuching, yeah. Right?
Yeah, in Kuching.
Okay.
But with that kind of salary range and you want to go and picking out girls, like, kind of hard lah. Cannot work lah. Imagine. Okay, let's start now. Imagine you earn 1K per month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, minus off your EPF, 11% mah.
Okay.
So very like 890.
All right.
So with that 890, minus off your lunch pack and office. So you basically just have to pay for your lunch pack and have your dinner at home. You cannot go out.
So that's the limit of 1K only lah.
Yeah, so basically just do that, and then no point for you guys that you got no time for social lah.
Is that time is got just no funds for social, I guess.
Yeah, no fun for social lah.
Okay.
So again, 1.5K.
Alright.
Yeah, and now starting out, you can, same thing, you have to buy your lunch pack, you have to dinner at home, but sometime lah, you actually can go out, social with friends. Sometime only lah, like, how many, or 2 times per month or what, something like that. So, for, yeah, and then you have to AA some more, American pay some more.
American pay, okay.
Yeah, American pay.
Okay.
But you have to understand that before picking up girls, you might own your own ride.
Uh-huh.
Your own car or what lah. So, from the salary, about 2K, so you can start to consider about getting a car, cheap car lah.
Okay.
Getting a very cheap car. Same thing, you have to buy your own lunch pack. And now you actually can like go out for dinner with friends like quite often lah. And in Kopitiam only lah, not the high class restaurant like Hilton Hotel or what lah. So you can start to get a very cheap car. Alright, and 2.5K, you can start a, yeah, you can good get a very good car lah, I would say. And then same, buy a lunch pack, and now you can start like go social and go dinner in hotel like 1 or 2 times.
So this and is then, like 2.5K is lah.
Yeah, 2.5K lah. All
right.
And then 3K, yes, 3K is a very good stage. Picking out girls, just in this stage, you actually can get a good car, you can pay your own dinner or your lunch bag, and you can having dinner outside, and then from start on this stage, you actually can go and jali lah, see who cannot lah. So guys, depends on your salary range lah, I would say like that. So Alex,
yes.
What is your range?
My range it's below 1K.
Oh, that'd be so sad. Like just like me, So I have to wait until 3K lah.
Yeah.
See, I'm driving a Kanjel, no girlfriends. Also, I guess audience know what is my salary range.
Oh man.
So yeah. So girls, next time before you actually looking for guys, make sure that you look on what is his ride and did it and go for like dinner at hotel or what, oftenly or not, from there you know the salary range.
But you know, no offense girls, but you know, not all girls are like that, okay? But yeah, you know,
yeah,
this is just a general range.
But after all, this is just Dennis' own theory about the finance. So guys, if you want to copy, make sure you give me an email before you want to copy this idea.
Yeah, so you have to have at least 3K in order to bring a girl out for a proper meal and all that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just apply on Dennis only lah.
Alright, since you put it this way, okay, then. Alright, okay, what about, you know, those high school girlfriend, boyfriend? They don't have salary, but allowance maybe 50 ringgit a month. What do you think?
Oh, okay, that one, it's actually depends on different kind of situation. But that one is for apply for Dennis only. But for those high school, can as long as you both of you feel happy, you don't do the wrong thing, can lah, no problem.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know what, okay, let's say, you know, because most of the time they're studying, right?
Yeah.
They cannot go park tall at night, correct or not?
Yeah, correct.
And the only transportation they have is bus, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the places they go also is also kopitiam and makan, right?
Yes.
Can we apply the same thing to your theory? For less than 1k salary?
Can lah, because, okay, Dennis will give you a very good suggestion.
Okay. For 1K punya.
Yeah, 1K punya. Okay, you save the bus fee, the bus charge, you all go to a coffee shop by walking. Is it romantic, ma? Guy go to the girl's house, picking her, walk under the sun. You see how romantic, and then you can save the bus charge some more. Okay, and actually, you go and dinner at Kopitiam can be romantic also lah.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, you pay for like, you sendiri go and buy the candle lah.
Okay.
You go there. So at the night time, usually you can put some candle on the table, you order two bowl of koromi plus one soup and some canned drinks or what. Yeah, you put on the candle, what is there? The feel is there lah.
Okay, yeah. But make sure you don't burn the whole shop down. Ah.
Yeah. You have to sit on the open air area lah. Yeah. You cannot sit inside the shop lah.
Okay, guys. That is why the soup is there for, right? In case, you know, the shop gets burned, uses the soup, you know, palamkan the api and all that lah.
Yeah. So they actually give you for safety purpose lah. Okay. So basically like that lah. 1K can be... Can lah, depends on how you don't order the expensive kolomi lah, you order the normal one lah.
Okay, where's the cheapest kolomi you can find here now, honey, Kuching?
Kuching?
Your cheapest, how what's your cheapest one?
I'm not sure, 2 ringgit?
What, 2 ringgit where?
Still got 2 ringgit, I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
But the kolomi store under my office was selling 2.50.
Okay, the cheapest here, okay, at Main Bazaar here, like, I mean this area here, the cheapest one is at, it's next to that Yatajie coffee shop, okay?
Yatajie, the Carpenter Street.
Carpenter Street at the back there, Okay, there's one coffee shop there, it's I think up after the Hong Leong, the old Hong Leong Bank, okay? There's one auntie selling there, it's only 2.30, 2 ringgit 30 cents.
So, basically, 2 ringgit 30 cents?
Yes.
So basically, there's a standard price between 2 ringgit 30 cent, 2 ringgit 50 cent.
Yeah, and this, if I'm not mistaken, okay, I'm not sure if it's still there or not. You know, at a family cafe there, right? There's an uncle selling there at only 2.20.
For your information, family cafe is located in Hui Xin area.
Yes, so yeah, I think if he's still there, I think he only sells in the morning and he finishes about 10 or 11 already because it's cheap and then a lot of people basically go there and eat lah.
Business that's good lah.
Of course lah, 2.20. But and then he puts, you know, all char siu la, fish balls, and then bak chor kiao. You know, I mean, just, you know, a bit portion here and there, but it's really good.
So he's selling 250 cent.
Where you got 250 cent? Oh yeah, no, 220 cent.
$220. Sorry, I tried to convert the cent and make it funny, but it's really not. Sorry about it.
That's okay. It's fun. So it's alright, 220 cent. We should send everything.
So I think if after we actually telling them which place is cheaper, I think the shop will get flooded. Flooded by those high school students. Cheap way to go.
So guys, these are the places you can go and have, okay? And if you want to be cheaper, order only mineral water, plain water, you know, that 20 cent one. If not, Chinese tea, always the best way to go.
Yeah, and then you can put candle. Keep it some more. Okay, So, is there any other question asking about finance, Pak?
I don't know. Okay, if you guys have any questions, alright, just leave a comment, okay? And then, or just email to us and we'll get back to you on our next session, okay, which is on Monday. Alright? Bit sorry because we're supposed to do one session yesterday, but I had something on. So, yeah. Anyway, our next session is on Monday. Do keep the greetings coming in.
Yes. So, don't forget to give us an email on holandtv@gmail.com.
Yeah. Okay, on to our Q&A. All right, this is this one. All right. Okay, what do you think? You're a coffee drinker, right?
Yes. I'm quite heavy. I drink about like 2 or 3 cups per day.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, it's normally for a guy, a working guy like me, no girlfriend some more. Basically, I have one in the on the breakfast, one on lunch, and one on tea time.
Wow, look gang, man, that one. I only take one cup a day, man.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Different. Okay, so what's about the coffee?
Okay, alright, somebody email in. Okay, which tastes better when making coffee? Whether you put the hot water first, okay, then you put in the coffee, or you put the coffee in first, then put in the hot water?
First of all, got different, huh?
That's why I'm asking you now. What do you think?
First of all, I don't like asking him, got different or not. This sounds like... Okay, I don't want to say that word. Like, it's not appropriate for me to say it on this show.
Refrain.
Yeah. So, it would be like, well, if you guys like to put some hot water first, so you just put hot water first, or some people... Yeah, it's actually different people got different style.
Okay.
Yeah, just like some guys, they like to eat curry, and some guys, they don't like to eat curry. You know that? Welang suka jiak hiam, welang be suka jiak hiam.
Like that lah.
Kind of style lah, yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking, you know, maybe, you know, for me, is that, you know, I would put the coffee in first.
Yeah.
Then I put the hot water.
Okay.
The reason behind that is, okay, you know, when I received this email, alright, I actually went and did a test.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm using the 3-in-1 now, okay, an example, okay?
Okay.
Using, you know, when you put the coffee in first, and then you put in hot water, right? It actually dissolves easier compared if you do it the other way around.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, then because, you know, if you put the hot water first, then you put in coffee, right? You tend to get those, you know, those like air pockets that, you know, actually some of the coffee doesn't really, you know, get dissolved well.
Get dissolved, alright.
So, yeah, so to answer your question, put in the coffee first, then put in hot water.
Oh, I see. But, yeah, that's what we usually do, like, put the coffee powder first, and then hot water come in.
Yeah. Okay.
Or try it this way. Uh-huh. You actually can boil your water with coffee together.
Oh yeah, I never did that before. Okay, yeah, maybe I'll try that. I'll do that tomorrow.
Yes, and tell us the result.
Alright. Okay, then this is for you, a question for you. What do you do when we fall sick?
Okay. Alright. So, for me, is it or we? For my style, well, because people can feel that, can sense that before they fall in sick, right? So for me, before I can feel that I was going to be sick, right? Actually, we'll go and travel on this, the Liang Te store near the Star Cineplex there.
Okay.
So just go there and I buy this kind of Liang Te. The name is, what's that called? Te Buang Panas.
Okay.
It costs 1.50 ringgit. Okay, so one go it. So the next day should be okay, I guess.
One go lah.
One go lah. Have to one go lah. This thing. Okay. If you want something that more powerful, there's another kind also. This costs you about 3 ringgit, and the name called Te Buang Panas Lebih Kuat.
I say,
because the price is double lah. Okay, so you can go and try it. So actually, doing that lah before I'm going sick. Okay, so what's your what you do before you fall in sick.
Okay, when okay, basically fall sick is okay, if let's say, you know, normal fever is what do I do? Okay, yeah, fever is basically hood Panadol.
Okay.
And then you wrap yourself up until you sweat it all out.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically that's how I get well. Okay, if not, you can, you know, if you get flus and all that, basically just take medicine, and because we open the shop, we can't really close it, right?
Yeah,
so,
true.
Yeah, so that's how yeah, we are. So falling sick is not a good thing.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a very bad thing for you.
Yeah,
because you keep open shop, no point. And then another traditional way you can try is doing this kao sua.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a Chinese typical, what's it called?
Free tattoo for a few days only.
A free tattoo for a few days. Okay, so okay. Basically,
That's all the question, yeah. Dennis, you go ahead.
Okay, so for more Q&A, so guys, please message us, not message, I'll email us on this hollandtv@gmail.com. Okay, once again, please don't spam our mailbox and don't ask us how to make money lah. If I know how to make money, like, I won't be here already lah. Okay, so Alex, do you have any other before gradually closing?
Okay, okay. For those who wants to know how to make money, alright, I'll probably put it on the next show whereby you have you know, Holland Finance 101 with me. Holland Finance 101 with me. Okay, we'll talk it on our next show. Okay, so that alright, you guys won't have to email us on this question again.
Okay. All right. Thanks again for listening.
Yeah, and also send your season greetings again to hollandtv@gmail.com. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Just send as long as you want to wish your grandpa, your grandma, your brother, sister, your whole kampong. Just send us email. We'll do it for you.
Yeah. Okay. So we pretty much is running out of time, right? It's coming to our 30-minute mark. Okay. So if you have any suggestions, do leave us some comments on the Facebook. I know a lot of you who are shy. All right. Don't have to be shy, right?
Okay. Yeah, don't be shy lah. I know you actually listen it. You keep on laughing there silently, but then you don't want to leave comment like. Shine lah, cannot lie you guys.
Yeah, so it's okay, it's cool to listen to us talk Good Morning Kuching Show. Okay, yeah. But we appreciate your emails. Thank you for writing to us, okay, encouraging us and, you know, SMSing us saying that okay, we're doing a fine job. All right, okay. And of course there's one more question we miss out. You know, what is there to do in Kuching? Basically, yeah, if you have listened to our, you know, previous podcast, you know, there's walking in Kuching, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you can do whatever in there.
Yeah, you can pretty much see what you can do there lah.
Yeah, so we don't want to tell you what to do. Just stay tuned with the stay tuned with us, and we'll tell you what to do.
So that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you on Monday.
Okay.
Do send us your greetings if you want us greetings, or you want to wish somebody, you know, want us to call somebody just to wish them happy birthday or just to pepang on them. Okay, just give us a call and give us a call or send us an email. We'll do it for you.
True. Yes.
So goodbye. All right. Goodbye, fellow citizen of Kuching.
Yeah, and goodbye and good afternoon.
Have a good weekend and remember there's a parade coming on. All right.
Yeah. So I'll see you on parade tomorrow lah. Because I will be there.
All right. Okay. See you.
See you.
Okay, bye.